People, people, lend me your tears. No. But I want to be very serious right now, just for a short while. And if you believe that, I got some land on Mars, if you want to buy it. But anyway, how did Femons get to such a privileged and titled position in society? Well, if you think back, Femons were the breeders, weren't they? They were the ones that produced a child. That's probably the only reason I can think of why they were held in such high esteem. Because it can't be because of their personality. They usually haven't got one. And it couldn't be because they were kind and generous and caring people, because if you look throughout history, they never were. They were spiteful, vindictive, dishonest. But as one of the members pointed out here, Femons are outnumbering males now. I mean, how many breeders does a herd have to have? And too many breeders in the herd will cause the herd to die. So let's assume that Femons have been given this privilege in society because they're breeders. But what about the Femons that don't breed at all, or those of them that can't? They still get the same privileges as the ones who can. And that costs society dearly. Well, what about the ones that can breed, but they're terrible mothers? They get the same privilege though, don't they? And it's not like in a natural herd, is it? In a natural herd, they have to fight for being the breeder, the main breeder. Maybe we should put the Femons of breeding age in a certain area, and they can fight for who's going to be the main breeders. And that would be, of course, to the death, ridding society of the freeloaders. But at the moment, even the useless Femons, and there's lots of them about, that don't even breed anymore and have babies, are getting the same privileges. And as we know, well, of course Femons don't, that they only can breed for a certain amount of years, and then they can't breed anymore. But they still get their privileges to their end of life. That's costly in society. Now, generally a man can work and produce until he falls down dead, of old age. But it's funny because he doesn't get any privileges at all. And there's so many Femons walking about today that I look at and I think, my God, nobody is going to breed with that, even if they've had 16 pints of beer. But these Femons still get the privilege and entitlement all the others get. And when I say privilege and entitlement, I mean all these freebies the government gives them makes their life easy. In other words, most Femons take from society all their lives and hardly ever give back. And because there's so many Femons on the planet now, it's a strain on society's resources. And all these freebies a Femons get and they expect it, who pays for this? And it's men in society that pay for it. And I think Femons should just cut the goddamn middleman out. They should be born equal, just like everybody else, until they have a baby. Then they should charge society for the baby, instead of blackmailing society most of their lives. It would be a one-payment deal, and then that would be it. That would be a lot cheaper in the long run. So maybe if you guys can run this in front of your governments that you're at in the country you're in, and see how it flies. Yeah, you watch the Femons start plopping babies out then. But of course, there'd have to be a limit to one customer. Generally today, the hope is the man works all his life hard every day, pays his money to the government for his retirement and everything, and then he dies before he makes it, because he's been working so damn hard all his life. And then the government uses that money to give to the Femons, who have generally played act at work and haven't done a real serious job their whole life. Or maybe they just can't work because they have some made-up mental illness. And I'm going to have to stop talking like this because I'm starting to depress my Christmas. So I'm going to have a few beers very shortly. That should lighten the mood for me.
Nothing but a whore!